A very good morning to all, and a special hello to all uncles and aunties. Today it's really my joy to be able to meet you again over video and to share the Lord's word with you. Now this month, we have been looking at the theme on living more abundantly. And this was something that Pastor spoke about when we begin the series of messages. He spoke from John chapter 10, and we learned about how life more abundantly, to live more abundantly, was something that the Lord Jesus promised to all of us. But He not only promised us a life that is an abundant life, He also taught many lessons about the Christian life in the gospel. And so what is the idea of an abundant life? And it really is a reference to how the Lord Jesus promises us a life that is filled with joy, strength, and meaning. You know, when the way we live our lives ought to be one that is joyful, with great strength and courage, despite the challenges of life. And this was something that He taught much about throughout the Gospels. Well, today, we are going to take a look at one particular lesson that the Lord Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 6. And let me read this verse to you. This is a passage that we want to read today. In verse 25, the Lord Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life." And today's message is really about the Lord Jesus' teaching here, where He said, do not worry about life. And we all understand that the problem of worrying is something that we have to deal with in life. We have to first understand what the Lord Jesus meant when He said, do not worry. So when the Lord Jesus teaches us that we do not need to worry about life, He is not saying that we don't need to care about life. That's not what the Lord Jesus means. You know, if there is something that requires attention to, something that is important, we ought to be concerned and we ought to deal with it. For example, you know, if we are sick, we need to go to the doctor. And that is how we exercise care and concern, responsibility on our part. And that is good and that is correct. But when the Lord Jesus says, do not worry, what He means is that we should not let problems and challenges or the things of life remain in our minds and remain in our hearts to the point that it troubles us. And you know, many times we can think about something all the time. We can think about it over and over again. And that is precisely what the Lord Jesus says here about worrying. You know, when we worry about something, we think about it all the time, over and over again, to the point where it troubles our hearts. It discourages us. It makes us afraid. It makes us angry, upset. And that is what the Lord Jesus is trying to help us deal with. This is a problem that many of us face. It is a problem that stops us from living more abundantly in life. And, you know, we can worry about anything, almost anything in life. We can worry about ourselves, our health, the things that we have, our future. We can worry about our friends and loved ones. We can worry about perhaps the situation, the pandemic situation. And these are all things that we can worry about. And we can allow these things to stay on our mind day and night, each and every day. And it will seriously affect us. Worrying, the problem of worrying actually affects us in many ways. For one, it affects us mentally. Because, you know, when we worry about a problem, when we worry about something, it tends to stay on our minds. We think about it all the time. You know, when we are eating, we think about it. When we are doing other things, we're thinking about it. At night, when it's bedtime, we continue to think about it. And it just fills up the mind in a way that we cannot think about anything else meaningfully. Worrying can also affect us emotionally. And you know, when we think about problems and when we worry about problems in life, we get discouraged. We get fearful. We get upset. And not just the mind, but the emotions are affected. You know, we also know that worrying can cause physical issues. Because when we are just so concerned, so deeply affected about something, you know, we get tired out easily. It affects our sleep. And, you know, we can even fall sick when we are worrying. But one very important problem about worrying is that it is actually a spiritual problem, which is why the Lord Jesus has to address it in the scriptures for us. It is a spiritual problem because when we are worrying about an issue, it is actually us not trusting in God. We are not trusting that God can help us. We are not trusting that God is in control. We are not trusting that God will be there for us. And therefore, we worry. We worry as if God is not in our lives. We worry as if God will not be there and God will not be able to help us. And therefore, it is a spiritual problem and a very dangerous spiritual problem because it can come into our lives and it can just quietly affect us all the time. And it will just get worse and worse. And this was a problem that the Lord Jesus sought to address very much in Matthew chapter 6. And I just read a few verses for you in Matthew chapter 6. In verse 25, the Lord Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life." In verse 28, the Lord Jesus mentions this again. "So why do you worry?" In verse 31, "Therefore do not worry." Verse 34, "Therefore, do not worry." And so we see here in this short passage that the Lord Jesus mentions four times that we should not worry. We cannot let worry enter our lives and we cannot let worrying affect the lives that we live because worrying stops us from living more abundantly. And that was something that the Lord Jesus sought to teach the disciples. This is something that the Lord Jesus is teaching us today as well. And the challenge and the question for us is how do we deal with the problem of worrying? I mean, it is very natural for a person to worry, but how do we actually deal with the problem of worrying? And, you know, we go back to the scriptures once again to see how the Lord Jesus wonderfully teaches us. And Matthew 6, I would like to cover a few passages in Matthew 6 which would teach us important lessons about how we can deal with the problem of worrying. And the first way in which we want to consider dealing with this problem is really beginning with the heart. Dealing with the problem of worrying begins with what is inside our hearts. What are we focused on in our hearts? And this, in chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. This is something that the Lord, verse 19 to 21, this was something that the Lord Jesus taught about. That we must first have hearts that are focused on heaven. Our hearts should not be focused on this life or this world. But we ought to have hearts that are focused on heaven. Why? in verse 19, the Lord Jesus says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. And the Lord Jesus was teaching here a very important lesson about life. Life on earth. And the Lord Jesus reminds us that life on earth, the things of earth, can be destroyed. The things of earth on earth can be lost. And this is something that we understand. You know, no matter what we have in life, one day they will spoil, they will grow old, they can be destroyed. And you know, our physical bodies are an example. You know, we start from birth, we grow up, and you know, we grow old. And when we grow older, we recognize that there are many challenges, that physical challenges that we will face. Perhaps we are not as strong as before. Perhaps we fall sick a bit easily as we grow older. I know perhaps there are things that we used to be able to do and we are not able to do anymore. And that is just a reminder of life on earth. Earthly things, our body included. You know, our life on earth will actually one day come to an end. Nothing is forever on this earth. And you know, we ought not to lay up treasures for ourselves on this. Our hearts should not be focused on this earth. Should not be focused on life on this earth. Because life on this earth is just a short life. Life on this earth is not everlasting. And the things of this world will not last. But what should we be focused on? In verse 20, we read, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. And that is what the Lord Jesus is trying to teach us. You know, our hearts ought to be focused on heavenly things, on spiritual things, because these are things that will never be destroyed. Our faith will never be destroyed. The things that we do for the Lord, our service to the Lord, these are things that will last. These are things that will never be destroyed. And you know, this is a reminder also to us that we have an everlasting life in heaven. What is eternal and what is everlasting? Our salvation. You know, when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we are saved, we obtain everlasting life. And that is what we have and we possess that is everlasting. And the Lord Jesus teaches us that our hearts must be focused on seeking these things. Verse 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart be also. And the focus that we must have in our hearts, even as we live on this world, is that our focus ought to be in heaven. Ought to be the things, not the things of this world, but to treasure heavenly things and to treasure spiritual things. And we will come to recognize that one of the problems why we worry so much is because we are actually focused on this life. We are focused about our physical bodies. We are focused about our future in this world. We are focused on the things that we have, the things that we do not have on this world. But that should not be where our focus is. Our focus is on God. Our focus is on heaven, on heavenly things, on the life, the everlasting life that we have in the kingdom of God. And so when we learn to have hearts that are focused on heaven, you know, we will realize that we will shift our thoughts, our minds away from the things of this world to the things of heaven. And it really is the beginning of how we can deal with the problem of worrying in our lives. But having a focus on heaven is not enough. The Lord Jesus continues to teach us a very important lesson in Matthew chapter 6. And that is, beyond a focus in our hearts for heavenly and spiritual things, we also have to exercise faith. Faith in our Heavenly Father. And this is a passage that you know, it's just so precious for us to read. And let's just take time to read the Lord's Word together. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 27. And let me read this for you. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Verse 26, look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? And you know, there's just so many important truths that are captured in this passage. And firstly, it is about a heavenly Father, about God. We have a God who looks after the birds. And the example here used here is that of the birds of the air. And you know, birds are small creatures and sometimes insignificant creatures. But the Lord Jesus teaches us that, you know, the birds, they don't have the bank to go to. They cannot catch food, put it in a bank, and then keep the food for tomorrow, for next week, for next year. Not like us. We can make money, we can put our money in the bank, but not the birds. The birds cannot go to the supermarket to buy food, to buy groceries, and then bring back home and store at home. So the birds live day by day. Every day, the bird will go out to get food, to look for food. And you know, the food that the bird finds would be the food that it would eat for that day. And the Lord Jesus tells us, you know, every day the bird goes out to find food. And every day, God feeds the little birds. And you know, are we, as God's children, not more valuable than the birds? Which is a way of saying we are so much more valuable than these little birds. The Lord Jesus tells us that we are so much more valuable than these little birds to our Heavenly Father. And if our Heavenly Father would feed the small and insignificant bird on a day-by-day basis, He will surely be there to provide for us. He will surely be there for us to provide for our needs. You know, why do we worry? In verse 27, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? You know, when we worry, it doesn't help in any way. Worrying cannot solve our problems. But when we learn to have faith in God, when we learn to look to God, we will see how God would provide lovingly as a heavenly Father. In verse 28 to 30, we continue reading. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And now the example here is one of flowers, of lilies and the grass and the flowers of this world. And the Lord Jesus reminds us, look at the flowers, look at nature, look at grass. And this is something that, you know, we ought to take time to also practice. You know, when we look at nature, when we look at flowers, when we look at the plants that God has made, they are actually beautiful. They are extremely beautiful. And they are, you know, nature has a very unique charm and beauty about it. And, you know, the Lord Jesus says, Solomon was a king during the Old Testament days, one of the richest kings back then. And, you know, Solomon, no matter how much money he had, no matter how nice he dressed, you know, a rich person would have a lot of money, would be able to put on nice clothing, buy nice clothing. But no matter how nicely he sought to be dressed in, he also could not be compared to the beauty of nature, the beauty of the lilies of the grass. And verse 30, now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, the grass, the lifespan of the grass is very short. The grass will grow, the grass will die, and then new grass comes. And you know, if grass that has such limited lifespan also, God also takes care of them, even though they are so insignificant, even though their lives are so short, how much more will He not provide for us? And in verse 30, the Lord Jesus ends with, O you of little faith. And ultimately, it is a faith problem. When we worry about the things of this world, when we worry about our life on this earth, it is a faith issue. We are not exercising faith in our Heavenly Father. If our God is one who would care for the little birds, who would feed the little birds day by day, if our God is one who would make grass and flowers, even though they have such short lifespan, if our God is one who would make these things so beautiful, He is a God who would love us and take care of us so much more. And God is not just God to us. God is our Father, our Heavenly Father, and we are His precious children. You know, I just want to just share a photo of me and my daughter. And you know, these are my own thoughts that I have as a father. Now, this is a photo that I took with my daughter a few months ago. And this is just a very normal photo. We were going to Tiong Bahru Market, which is near my house, to buy dinner. And nothing special about that day. Nothing special about what we were doing. I was just walking around with her in the carrier. And I decided to take a photo of me and her. A selfie of us. Of her being in the carrier. And you know, I just take the opportunity to just take that photo randomly in Tiong Bahru Market. And to my surprise, when I saw the photo, I saw her smile. And this is a very special photo to me, not because of the occasion, not because of where we were, but because of the smile that is on her face. And you know, as a father, this is a smile that I want to guard all the days of my life. I want her to be happy. I want her to live life with great joy. And that is, thank you for the photo. And that is something that our Heavenly Father desires of us as well. That is something that the Lord Jesus wants us to have as well. To have joy each and every day of our lives. To live more abundantly. And I'm reminded that, you know, the God that we have, He is Father to us. If we as earthly parents, we know how to love and care for our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father? He is the one who has given us everlasting life when we believe in Him. Everlasting life, forever. He will surely provide for the short life that we have on earth. If He has given us everlasting life, why would He not provide for us in the short life, in the short lifespan that we have on this earth? And you know, the Lord Jesus just wants us to know with certainty that our Heavenly Father loves us, cares for us, and He will provide for us. Our challenge is to have faith in our Heavenly Father, to not be people of little faith, as what we read in verse 30. Let's be people of faith. People who are focused on heavenly things, to have people that have hearts that are focused on heaven. And let us be children that have faith in our Heavenly Father. And so this in this message, this is what I really want to share with us all. You know, worrying hinders us from living life more abundantly. Worrying stops us from finding joy, strength, meaning, and significance in life. It stops us from living the lives that God and the Lord Jesus wants us to live. And you know, our challenge as we hear this morning's message and as we read Matthew 6 is do not worry. The Lord Jesus says 4 times in this passage, do not worry, do not worry, do not worry, do not worry. And that is such an important message that we must understand and we must learn from. And uncles and aunties, now I just want to encourage all of us, and this is a lesson that I am learning myself as well, let's not worry about life. You know, if we are currently facing struggles and difficulties and we are worrying about something, let's stop. Let's stop worrying about it. If perhaps we are not worrying about anything at this point, let's not start worrying about anything. And that is what the Lord Jesus means here. You know, let's stop worrying about what we are worrying about and let's not start worrying. But instead, let us learn to focus on heaven. And in verse 33, the Lord Jesus says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And this is something that we ought to have as the focus of our hearts. Our hearts ought to be focused on the kingdom of God, on the righteousness of God, pursuing God's righteousness, living righteously. And these are the things that are everlasting. These are the things that will last. No, let this be our focus. Let this be the things that we treasure and we seek after. Even though there may be challenges in life, even though we struggle, we are reminded that life is just a short time on this earth. We have an everlasting life in heaven. And, you know, let us seek the kingdom of God. Let us seek the things that are everlasting, that are eternal. And let us also believe, exercise faith in our Heavenly Father. You know, in verse 32, the second part of verse 32, we read here, your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And you know, our Father in heaven, he knows everything that we need. Even before we mention it to him, even before we say it to him, our Heavenly Father knows the things that we need of. And he will provide for all our needs. Seek first, verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Why is it added to us? How is it added to us? It is our Heavenly Father providing it to us. And when we have faith in our Heavenly Father, when we learn to exercise faith in our Heavenly Father, we will recognize that he is a Father who knows the things that we need of. And he will provide all that we need. And so there's no need to worry about life. And you know, I just want to end off with the thought here in verse 34, and it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And this is just a wonderful reminder to us all. You know, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will have its own problems. Which means that when we learn to exercise faith, it has to be on a daily basis. We learn to exercise faith today. We choose not to worry today. We choose to focus on spiritual things today. We choose to exercise faith in our Heavenly Father today. But tomorrow, we don't know what will happen. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. Maybe new challenges will come. Maybe new struggles, new uncertainties will arise. Maybe there are new things that will bring worries to us. And you know, tomorrow will bring its own problems and challenges. But you know, we can learn to exercise faith each and every day. Today, we deal with today's problems by not worrying, by focusing on the kingdom of God, by having faith in our Heavenly Father. No tomorrow, when tomorrow comes, no, let's learn to do it all over again. To not worry, to focus on heaven, and to have faith in our Heavenly Father. And you know, this is a faith that we must exercise day by day. And uncles and aunties, you know, as we listen, as we read the Lord's Word today, you know, this is something that I want to encourage you and wish all of you to have this abundant life that the Lord Jesus seeks to give to us. A life of joy, a life of meaning, a life of strength. And you know, we first have to deal with the problem of worrying. We want to learn to have our hearts focus on the kingdom of God. And you know, let's have faith in the most wonderful Heavenly Father. He loves us. We are precious to Him. We can look forward to an everlasting life with Him. And you know, let's not worry about life. Let's live life more abundantly. Let's live life well. Let's live life with faith and trust in God. And may we always seek to bring honor and glory and praise to God, our Heavenly Father, in the way we seek to live our lives. Well, may the Lord's Word bless our hearts this morning, and let us go to God in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for the Word that we have read. We recognize how the problem of worrying is something that affects us all, and it affects our trust in you. And Father, we pray that we would learn from the thoughts that we have read in Matthew chapter 6 to have hearts that are focused on heaven, because heaven is where we have an everlasting life. We also learn to have faith in our Heavenly Father, a Father who looks after even the most insignificant and smallest of things. We are your children, Lord, and we pray that we would have that faith to trust in you each and every day. We pray that you would teach us how to apply these lessons into our own lives and to learn what it means to live more abundantly each and every day. We pray for your blessings, and we especially remember all our brethren who are struggling right now. We pray that you would just be there with them. We ask and pray in your Son's most precious name. Amen.